a poll. You can hit it at C Thomas Radio or at CT Tonight 929. That is the show page. My personal account is at C Thomas Radio. The question's a simple one, and it's a yes or no answer. Are the Braves back to a World Series contender next season? Keyword contender. I'm not saying they're going to win the whole thing next year. They got a lot of work to do to get back to that point. But I'm saying, are they back to being a World Series contender next season after everything that happened this year with the injuries and missing the playoffs? And now we learn that Brian Snicker will be stepping down as manager. So what do you guys think? You can weigh in on the phones, or you can weigh in on Twitter, or both. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Do you believe the Braves are back to being a World Series contender next season? Why or why not? Let's start with Chen. Chen, you're up first.
Hey, Turtle. Love you. Love the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to say no, because we live in the dumbest timeline. How is Brian Snitker retired before Tim Hires is fired? How are we even in this situation? Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, I appreciate it, Chen. Listen, what do you blame more for the failure of this season? Brian Snicker, Tim Hires, the players, injuries? Clearly, Chen is in the camp that replacing the hitting coach with Tim Hires as the new guy was not an effective move. I think that's hard to argue, but is it the be-all, end-all situation for why the Braves did not have success last season? Chen, my answer to that would be no. I think it would be a multi-pronged, multi-layered, kind of like cutting the rings off of a tree to see how old it is sort of a thing. It was a spiraling of several issues that sunk the Braves season. I mean, even if Tim Hires wasn't the hitting coach, you lost, you know, 4/5 of your starting rotation at one point, and you literally didn't have – I know Grant says Pierce Johnson did a decent job as a setup man last year, but he's not a setup guy. He's more of a 6-7 inning guy. You didn't have a true setup man last season, and for a while you didn't have a true closer. Again, Oren, before we get to more calls, by the way, how shocked were you when Grant McCauley said yesterday that he believes Raisel Iglesias is back as the closer next year?
Surprisingly, not that shocked, because just before the season ended, you know, checked the box scores. I'm like, oh, Raisel got the save. I hadn't looked at Raisel's numbers the last month and a half of the season.
How did he get 30 saves?
And was not there was it was a surprise. It was genuine shock at how he had turned it around from where he was earlier in the season. That he gave up maybe, I think it was 3 runs the last month and a half of the season, back to his dominant hardball, hard-throwing ways. And
he had a 7 ERA at one point.
Yeah.
As a closer.
It got down, I think it was below 3.5 when the season ended.
Yeah.
So 3.5.
And he had a 1 whip, which is great.
So just, I mean, now it's – that same sort of Michael Harris question. When the season starts next year, does all that goodness that transpired in after the All-Star break, does that kind of travel to the first half of next season?
I got Oren. I don't know if he's back, man. You can't do better. My question is, you can't do better. Really? Like, you can't do better? We have to go back to Iglesias next year?
I just think they're going to look at what Iglesias did last year, and that's going to be the basis for bringing him back. What he did this year, and that's going to be the basis for bringing him back next year. I mean, it's just, it's tough to argue. That's the weird thing. As bad as he looked the first 2/3 of the season, the last third of the season, you could argue he was the best reliever, not just on the Braves, not in the NL East, not in the National League, but baseball. He's the best reliever in baseball for the last third of the season.
Yeah, I guess
that's tough to argue against. As much as I want to agree with you to say that the position needs upgrading, it's going to be tough to ignore what he did. I think what he did gets him a shot to try it at the beginning of next year.
Well, the key is how much is he going to want? Because if he comes back for cheap, you know they're going to bounce on it.
Oh, absolutely.
But they still got to address the bullpen anyway. Alexander's up next. Go ahead.
What's up, Chris? Great topic. And to be honest, when you talk about the Braves, I have to really sit back and say, I have to wait and see. It's all about that pitching and can we develop that pitching? From what I saw in two-thirds of the season in this past year, we really are on the cusp of possibly having a really dominant rotation. But can they develop? That's the biggest question I have. And when you talk about the offseason, yeah, Anthopoulos, he got to make his money. Because if he keeps the moves, as far as Iglesias, for example, he's going to go out to Iglesias because he's a quality arm at a mid-level budget. And when you ask about them being in the World Series right now, I can't say that. No, because the Phillies are just a better team right now. The Mets, even though they crumbled again, as far as roster, they're right now they're better than you. And if you don't watch it, Washington is a really strong team. So when you ask about the World Series right now, no, because as good as we were 2 or 3 years ago, we still have a lot of depth issues. When you talk about Michael Harris, think about this. With all the Albies, he's going to obviously be going. Michael Harris and Matt Olson are our only legitimate left-handers in the lineup as far as strength is concerned. So when you ask that question now, no. As much as I like the Braves, we just aren't deep enough. And until we want to spend money to compete with the Phillies, compete with the Dodgers, right now we're closer to the Nationals.
Well, Alexander, it's interesting something that you said, and I appreciate the phone call. Oren, again, I asked that to Grant McCauley yesterday, and almost with, certitude, it was he expects Ozzie Albies to be back. And Alexander just said the complete opposite. And I know it makes sense for them financially because they'd have to essentially pay him $4 million to go away
and $3 million. Would you pay $3 million for him to be better someplace else?
Right, and that was Grant's point is like, well, what if he comes back to the, slick fielding 30 home run hitting best second baseman in baseball next year? But my counter to that would be, Oren, I haven't seen that guy in a while. That guy hasn't been here in a few years, right? Because he's been injured. He's been inconsistent. That might be a chance I'm willing to take because if Kim picks up the $16 million option, I think that's money you can afford to spend elsewhere. That $4 million isn't going to be crazy. Now, if you have to give Kim what would it be? Three years,
65 million,
75 million. Exactly what I was thinking. Maybe that $4 million then becomes more important. Vicky's up next. Vicky, what's going on?
Hi, Mr. Turtle. I started the season with a chant for the Braves, 88 miles an hour. Well, I'm going to end the season with a little bit different. 88 miles an hour, rise and remember. Yeah, remember the Braves because they're not going anywhere. And, yes, they are going to be a contender because I say so, and I can think positive if I feel like it. And I am very happy for Mr. Snit. What a wonderful career. Wonderful, wonderful, and happy for him.
Yeah, Vicky, appreciate you checking in as always. Listen, there's no reason not to be optimistic. Olson, Riley, Harris, Acuna, the catching tandem that's the best in baseball, a couple of pitchers to hang your hat on. Like, the talent's still here. This team just needs some spackling. That's what they need. You know what, Oren? They're a house right now that's really expensive, but it's kind of like old and it just needs some fixing up.
Yeah, the list price is pretty high because it's got good bones.
Yeah, it's got good bones. It's on a good foundation. The furniture's still nice in there. It doesn't have that old, musty grandparents smell.
Foundation isn't cracked.
Yeah, the pool, it's just, pool's still good in the backyard.
You gotta fix up, put some drywall up in a couple places.
There's a couple of,
you gotta pull the carpet up. Carpet's a little bit old in one of the rooms.
Yeah, you gotta
get
a Roto-Rooter in there and, just spackle it up. That's all you gotta do. 404-726-0929. Appreciate you, Vicky. Let's finish up with Meat. Meat, you're up next. Oh, Meat is gone. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929 is the number to get involved. Again, the question is, will the Braves be back to a World Series contender next season, in your opinion? That's what we're taking your calls on tonight. 404-726-0929. Because, y'all, it's not a big stretch to say they absolutely will be. Again, the rotation, you need one solid arm and a couple of backup arms. because that's just what you need to get through a season. So one solid arm and a couple of backup arms. You need a couple of bullpen pieces. You need a legit setup guy. If Jimenez is going to be that guy, then the guy you get can move back to the seventh inning. Potentially, you need a new closer, and we'll see what happens at second base and shortstop. But if Kim is going to be back, and why wouldn't he? He played so well here. Second base really becomes your only starting caliber quality question. Is Ozzie still good enough to be an everyday starter for the Braves? John, you're up next. John, go ahead.
Yeah, y'all are talking about Ozzie. What about Riley? I mean, the past 2 years, he's been well below average for his pace. I mean, y'all are talking about getting rid of Ozzie, but nothing's been said about Riley.
John,
I mean,
even if they wanted to move Austin Riley, which they don't, they still believe in him, his contract's unmovable.
Yeah, but y'all talking about Ozzie the past 2 or 3 years, he hasn't, you know, produced.
But
I mean, the
Ozzie
same
only
could be said for
Ozzie only, John, Ozzie only cost you $4 million. That's the difference. Austin Riley has a $200 million contract attached to him.
Yeah.
So that's – and I appreciate the call, and I get it. He hasn't performed up to the back of his baseball card. He had four straight years where he was an all-star level player, but he's also been hurt.
I mean, don't get us wrong. If this is like 4 or 5 years from now and we're still seeing this from Austin, then, hey, we'll start to have that conversation about him too. But like Chris said, yeah, he signed the richest deal in Braves history.
Yeah.
The biggest deal in Braves history.
Yeah, by
so,
far. And
yeah.
He's not – I think it's $45 million more than Olsen got. So, you know, especially right now coming off of injuries, that's not a movable contract. Who in their right mind would take that deal on a bet? Because right now it's on a bet. You're betting that Austin Riley is going to still be the guy when he comes. I think he will be, but no team's going to pick up that contract. But appreciate it, John, checking in. No ideas or bad ideas here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. More of your calls coming up next. We got a question for you. Are the Braves back to World Series contenders next season? And also, if you want to share a thought about Brian Snicker, feel free to do that as well. We'll hear more from him when we get back. But more of your calls. The future of the Braves, how bright do you think it is starting next season? 404-726-0929. More of your calls next on Chris Thomas Tonight.